So in this beautiful night in a very, very full church, we look around and see the incredible blessing of this great time. It gathers people together in this great church of St. Monica's tonight to look and to prepare for this wonderful season of Christmas. And I really hope that the two thoughts that I have for you tonight are from the gospel, first of all, and secondly, that they are something that might ring true for your life for this week, something that you might reflect on and pray over and make some part of your preparation for this great time of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd like to begin by a little story. I know it's some of you are a little tired, so you might be a little sleepy for Zen tradition, but here it is anyway. It's soft. Zen is always nice and soft. It's from the Far East, and it's a story about a young professor who went to visit one of the great Zen masters. His name was Nan In. He visited him one day. This professor said, "Master, how is it that I can have a happy life?" Probably a question we all ask. How can I have a happy life? How could my life be better? How can I feel happy, fulfilled, peaceful? He said, "I've studied sacred scripture. I've visited great teachers across this land, and I've never found the answer. Please teach me, Master, teach me the way." And so at that point, Nan In, the master, served the young professor a cup of tea. He poured his visitor's cup full, and then he just kept pouring and pouring and pouring. So the tea ran over the cup, over the brim, and across the table. He kept pouring still. And the tea was cascading down the table onto the floor. Finally, the professor, watching this for a while, could not restrain himself. And so he said, "Master, stop pouring the tea. It's full. The cup is full." And Nan In looked at the young professor and said, "Young man, like this cup, you are full of your own opinions, your own speculations, all the things that fill your mind and heart. You're full, chock full. How can I show you the way? How can I or anyone show you the way until you empty the cup? How about that?" That's exactly what happened to Isaiah today. He was talking to people who were on dead empty. They were in Babylon. They were crushed. No freedom, no home, subject to the whim of the masters of Babylon. They were empty. And so they could hear that prophet Isaiah bring them hope. John was out in the desert. And the scriptures today in Mark's gospel say people came from all over the region and Jerusalem. They came to hear his message. But the message can never be heard, my brothers and sisters, never, unless we let go of that stubborn stuff that's inside us. I've got a couple appointments tomorrow morning, and my dukes are already up, you know? First of all, they already told me what they're going to say, so I'm ready for them. You know what that means? I could literally waste tonight thinking about, or my ride tomorrow, thinking about what I'm going to say at 9 and 10 tomorrow morning. Crazy, but I do it. I'm already in dialogue. We cannot allow those things to take our hearts. We must be attentive, open, empty. That's what this season really does for us. And that's why I love Dan House when he puts those little things in that little guide that he says, Monsignor's suggestion, streams of contentment, that's all that book is about. It's about living in the power and the gift and the grace of now. You might already be at that restaurant on Wilshire Boulevard, that 130 of you that are going to that dinner tonight for the YMA. You're already thinking about what you're going to order to drink. And your minds and your hearts are gone, even though you're looking right at me. We do that. So somehow, in the busyness of this great season, in the flush of the season, it'll be over. And we'll miss it. We'll miss the power, the gift, the grace, the beauty of what this is about. That's what we'll do. Don't do that. It's so simple. This God loves you so uniquely, loves you and me so uniquely that he sends, if we were the only person in the world ever, he sends his only son. So no matter what we've done, no matter how difficult our life has been, no matter what our conditions or our sins or addictions are, our God loves us unconditionally. It's an oceanic love. That's why we give gifts, and that's why we celebrate. But we must remember the reason. And that's why you spend this hour and 15 minutes or so in this church on a Sunday afternoon. To gather that. Don't waste it. Be attentive. Repent. Believe. My last thought comes from a great, great man, Lloyd Ogilvy, good friend of St. Monica's and a good friend of mine. Wonderful pastor of Hollywood Presbyterian Church and chaplain to the United States Senate for many years. I remember him telling this story. Listen to this, folks. Ian McLaren, his son is here, so I might get the words mispronounced, but he'll tell me after. Ian McLaren once told a delightful story of Lachlan Campbell and his daughter, Dora. Dora left home, left her father, and fell into the wrong kind of relationships. She began to misuse the gifts of life. His daughter, his only daughter, Dora. Soon she wouldn't even respond to her father's letters, even though he wrote again and again. And so finally his sister, Maggie, decided to write to her niece. And this is what Maggie said. Dora, sweet Dora, your daddy is grieving you. Come home. Come home for your own sake. Come home. Come home for your dear daddy's sake. But Dora, come home most of all for the dear Lord's sake. And so, my sisters and brothers, if we can just stay a little empty, be a little attentive, a little more attentive to this moment, to this gift, to this grace, as we move through each day so we can relish a little bit. Think about it, taste it, smell it, touch it. Then, if there is someone in our families, someone we need to love, someone who's walked away, someone who's not probably going to be by our side this Christmas, wouldn't it be wonderful for the Lord's sake if this year just this year, we brought them home. Now, that may not apply to you. You may have the most perfect families in the world, and everyone's going to be there, and it's going to be a great Christmas, and it's all just perfect. But it ain't that way for me. I mean, I got lots of people I need to reconcile. So I hope in these beautiful days, about parties and dinners and celebrations and wonderful moments, stay attentive. We never, never forget our family. We will welcome on Christmas Eve in this church thousands of people, thousands literally, who are here once a year. And I promise you, the best and only way is to wrap our arms around them, give them a big kiss. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it looks like in these great papers. Give them a big kiss. Just give them a big kiss and welcome them. Welcome them home. I ask you to do the same. Amen.